genetically more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
What on Earth is Happening? I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com. Into the second hour of tonight's broadcast, let me give the call-in number once again. Call-in number to join us. You could talk about anything you want, ask any questions you want to ask. And I'm also going to start the trivia questions, and I'll read that the first question right after I give the call-in number. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Once again, the call-in number to join us, 800-313-9443. We're going to have a trivia contest. The prize is 4 tickets to the St. Louis seminar that I'll be conducting in St. Louis, Missouri on May 31st called Streetwise Spirituality. These 4 tickets were purchased and donated for giveaway on tonight's show by Joe from Kansas City. So Joe from Kansas City, thank you so much for that very generous donation act to give tickets away to 4 lucky individuals, and we'll make you work for it, not too hard. The questions won't be exceedingly difficult, but if you've been listening to What on Earth is Happening, or, you know, just have taken in some general knowledge about the occult and wisdom tradition teachings throughout the world, should be a piece of cake. I'll read the first trivia question when I take calls. If you want to answer, please only answer the trivia question. I'll ask you if you are going to attempt to answer it, but I want the people to answer it who are capable of attending. We're not trying to give tickets away and then they go to waste. We want people to attend the actual seminar. So if you're not planning on attending, if you can't travel to St. Louis, or if you're not in the St. Louis area around May 31st of this year, please don't answer the trivia question, okay? I want to make that abundantly clear. So we'll take some calls after I wrap up with a couple more slides. I don't have too many more slides, but I just want to breach the next topic, which is genetics versus epigenetics. And this ties hand in hand with evolution versus involution. And there's a reason I'm bringing this up, and hopefully in future weeks this will make a whole lot of sense why I did this at this time. I know people are really hungry to hear more information on human interaction with non-human intelligence, and I am going to get very deeply into that on future shows. This topic, however, is going to play essentially into that information and knowledge, okay? Because what I'm really going to be talking about and postulating and looking at evidence for by, many researchers who have uncovered evidence throughout time, by ancient scriptural texts that have been left meticulously preserved and handed down from generation to generation by our ancestors to tell us stories about what happened in our ancient past. I'm going to be telling a overall enactment, okay, a general series of events that happened in the ancient past dealing with the hijacking of our species, dealing with the genetic modification of our species, dealing with the willful and deliberate interjection in the natural evolutionary course of development that our species was undergoing, and then derailing it from that evolutionary progression by other intelligent beings that are not human. And again, there's a lot of ancient accounts that discuss this. And there's a lot of evidence for it in the ancient world and in the modern world as well. The problem is people have a particular worldview that they're attached to. And therefore, they don't want to look at the evidence. They don't want to look at any evidence. They want to say, I have a religion and this told me all about where we came from. And therefore, evidence be damned. Or they want to say, I follow science. I'm a worshiper at the altar of scientism. The priests in the white lab coats didn't tell me anything about that. You know, I never heard anything about that from my anthropology professor. And you're not going to either. You know, because they're paradigm protectors. They're people out there trying to protect a paradigm. All religionists are. Every religion wants to protect its paradigm. They're not interested in truth. Truth is the last thing anybody who's an adherent of religion wants. They don't want truth. They want reinforcement for their religion. They don't want to look at where the evidence leads. They don't want to adjust their worldview accordingly based on new evidence being brought to light. You know, they just want to say, this is what I believe, because this is what makes me comfortable. This is what I'm most comfortable hearing. Even if the truth is highly disturbing, the people who really are seeking truth will go there and they will take it in. And they won't accept it blindly. They'll look at the evidence. They'll filter it. They'll decide, does that make sense? Does that fit? Or is that contradictive? And does it not fit? That's what the process of truth discovery is all about. It's about going where the evidence leads, looking at what's actually there. Not just believing in something. And unfortunately, modern science has become just another religion. That's why I call it scientism and not real science. Because these people are just protecting a worldview. They're not going where evidence leads. They're not looking at what's there. Often what happens in anthropology and archaeology, if actual real-world physical evidence contradicts the long-standing stories of these traditions, you know what happens to it? It gets buried. Not literally buried back in the ground, but it gets buried in a basement in some university, museum, you know, or some historical museum somewhere, never to be seen again, you know, put in a box marked as an anomaly. A couple of researchers had ever had their eyes on it. This doesn't fit in with our paradigm. We have no mechanism for explaining this anomaly, and therefore can't show that to the public. No way. You know, the public gets different ideas about the story that actually happened here in the world, in our world, that we say happened in the ancient past. There goes my tenure. Can't have that. My paycheck would dry up. You know? I might have only one Lexus in the garage instead of three. You know, how dare we go where the truth leads, where the evidence leads? Not possible. This is the ego that currently controls science, ladies and gentlemen. They're not conducting real science. Never have been. Never have been. It's a religion just like any other. You know, and that this, you know, calls to mind this whole argument between, you know, when it comes to evolution, okay, is it macrobiological Darwinian evolution or is it creation? Did God just make it all happen? You know? Never thinking that there's some third position, or a fourth, or a fifth, or a sixth. You know, it's just these two dichotomies, these polarities warring with each other that do nothing but ultimately create more strength from the paradigm protectors, just to keep more and more people off the path of truth. That's all it's really about. That's all protecting these two paradigms of Darwinian macrobiological evolution versus, you know, God did it all, you know. Suddenly, spontaneously, spontaneous creation. You know, we don't want to think that evolution could just be a continuous force, beginning from, you know, time immemorial, forever, having no beginning, forget a beginning, you know, and just progressing, continuously and simultaneously working against it is a counter force, a counterbalancing force that occultists have termed involution. And what it's all about is consciousness. And consciousness can have ebbs and flows. Consciousness can have peaks and valleys to its wave of propagation. We can become more conscious at one time and then less conscious at another, depending on what happens, depending on what ideas were propagated, depending on what may have happened to us in relationship to other species, depending on what natural events may have occurred on the planet that we happen to be living on. All of these factors play into things. You know? We don't want to look at it holistically like that. We want to say, real simple, oh no, it's just a mechanized force, or God did it all. See how childish and unidimensional that is? I personally think it is, but, you know, a lot of people are just rigidly attached to their belief systems. And that's all I'm here to do. I'm trying to put something out there to get people to see something in a little bit different of a perspective. And maybe that perspective might make a whole lot more sense than anything that they've been clinging to and believing in all these years. Maybe it just might. So let me give the first trivia question, and then people could, start. Actually, we'll do that right on the other side of this break, since there's the intro music.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wake up. You're asleep.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. All right, right at the top of this segment, let me give the first trivia question for the night. And the first caller that calls in that wants to attend the St. Louis seminar and can actually attend the seminar, that gives the correct answer to this question will win a free ticket to my May 31st seminar in St. Louis, Missouri. The question is, name the titles of the first 3 degrees of Freemasonry. I want the titles of the Blue Lodge degrees of Masonry. That's the first trivia question. Fairly simple. We'll start them easy and get a little bit harder as things go on. Not too much, but that's the first question for the night. If you want to try to win tickets, call in number to join us, 800-313-9443. Let's go right to the phones in this segment. Let's hear from Dylan in Washington. Dylan, you're live on What on Earth is Happening. And the first question I want to ask you is, are you going to attempt to answer the trivia question and win a ticket to the St. Louis seminar?
I will not. I am too far away.
Not a problem. What do you have for us here tonight?
Well, I got two things, and your evolution-involution slide here popped something into my head. I majored in chemistry in college.
Yes.
And I wouldn't necessarily call myself a chemist because I believe I got taught a bunch of crap. But you mentioned that modern science seems to have both this entropic and syntropic concept.
Yes.
And it seems to fall out of the way when we get into this Darwinian evolution thing. And I just remembered my science classes, there was this huge push, and I didn't take a lot of physics because this is more in physics than it is in chemistry.
Right.
That there's only entropy.
Yes.
Everything is getting more and more disordered, and there's nothing we can do about it. And the fact that we're all alive is totally incomprehensible.
Yeah, and nothing could be further from the truth, because there certainly is an ordering force within creation. It's called consciousness. It's called will. It's called true care. You know, it involves everything that we are capable of if we put those gifts to use. If we put those gifts of creation to use, we can become a centropic force within creation through our consciousness.
Definitely, and I just wanted to point out that this Darwinian, like, mechanistic degradation to rubble
right.
really seems to persist in the other sciences as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I agree, and that's a really great point. You know, they're only teaching one side of this and saying that's all that exists, you know, and this other force isn't even out there. That's why it took so long for scientists to even name this force, to postulate and name it the ordering force. And it's been called centropy or extropy. Some other scientists refer to it as extropy. I like the force of centropy, the centropic force personally. But I just call it the ordering force. That's all.
Yeah.
It's the force that has intelligence as its underlying ordering principle. That's how I look at it. Really great point. Did you want to say anything else?
Yes. The second thing I wanted to bring up was, you haven't gotten too far into epigenetics yet.
Right.
But maybe if you don't want to answer this quite yet and do it a little bit later.
No, it's okay. Go right ahead.
Like, personal, looking at yourself and dealing with yourself, epigenetics, what are, like, specific techniques for getting over, like, your own body prison? Because, I mean, these beliefs put yourself in the prison of your own body.
Sure, because they'll curtail certain behaviors. They'll curtail actions that you could be taking. You know, if you hold a certain belief, that's going to ultimately affect your behavior. And, you know, that could have to do with diet. That could have to do with exercise. That could have to do with activism. It could have to do with a whole range of things going on in your life. You know, and it could hold you back from doing so much. Techniques, of course, employing all of the three modes of thought, both concentration, meditation, and contemplation simultaneously. I mean, not at the same time, but using them all in your life to create balance, to create holistic balance in the brain hemispheres, you know, engaging in scientific thought. Reading about science, you know, studying, you know, all kinds of different scientific disciplines. Also then getting into studying natural law, you know, studying about morality, You know, really understanding that difference, looking into consciousness, looking into emotional qualities. You name the field of endeavor, but it has to be balanced. That has to be a balanced approach. So my real answer to that question is anything that is conducive to balance. You want to become a generalist. You want to, but you also want to be able to develop laser-like focus too. Okay. You want to engage the right brain hemispheres. Hemispherical modalities of compassion, intuition, creativity. Art can help do that. Music can help do that. But you also want to, you know, be versed in mathematics and be versed in other physical sciences, you know, to ground yourself. And that's left brain thought. So anything that promotes holistic thought processes is one of the things that can really help us to get over anything happening in the bodily sense or in the gene code sense. I would also say there's other specific techniques like EFT, acupuncture and acupressure. I mean, there's things dealing with actual energy work in the body too that you can do. I don't specifically specialize in those, but I know a bit about them. And one of the things I am going to do when it comes to this is just explain to people how the mechanism of epigenetics works and put people onto a specific researcher that I think his name is Dr. Bruce Lipton. And I think through studying his work, specifically Wisdom of Your Cells and Biology of Belief, people can really understand how we are not slaves to our genetic code. And the reason I'm bringing this up at the beginning of what I'm going to be getting into is because the material I will be getting into is so heavy and dense, okay, that I don't want to tell that information to people without preparing a framework to say, we're not bound by this. This is something we can ultimately get past and progress past, even though it's this bad. I'm not here to fear-monger people. I'm not here to paint a picture that it's completely hopeless, okay? I'm not also trying to, you know, blow smoke up somebody's rear end and tell them it's all just going to magically work itself out either. I'm trying to present a balanced perspective to understand, yes, has something been done to us probably at a genetic level that is going to be very difficult to overcome? Yes. But can it ultimately be overcome if we employ our knowledge and willpower and our care to it? Absolutely, yes, it can be overcome. Nothing is beyond our reach when we step into the truth and we employ our consciousness to better ourselves. We can progress even beyond that which has already been done to humanity, and quite a bit of negativity has been done to us, as many people are aware. When I get into some of this heavy, dark material regarding non-human intelligence, some people are not going to want to accept it. Some people are going to say that's too horrific to even contemplate how bad the situation really then must be. But I'm not telling people that to you know, completely shut them down. And that's, you know, what some people will try to accuse people who do that of. Oh, they're somehow agents. They're trying to tell us this is all beyond hope and it's other beings that just did this to us, so what chance do we have? No, I'm trying to from the very beginning tell you, even if it is that bad, even if that is the situation, it is still overcomable. We still can transcend it because there is a mechanism within us that goes way beyond physicality, that goes beyond just physical genes, and that is the force of consciousness.
Word.
So, do you have anything else, or is that it?
I can keep going if, you know, unless you got more colors on the other side.
All right, I'll let you stay and ask one more thing on the other side of this break, and then we'll get to some other calls.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Welcome back to the show. Hello, this is happening. I'm your host, Mark Passio. We were talking to Dylan just before the break. Dylan, I'll let you wrap up with your last question or point, and then I'll go to some other calls.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to go on to meditation. The first time I heard you was over at Peace Revolution Podcast when you did the New Age BS
yes.
podcast. And you made the mention that yoga and meditation in particular are used, when used correctly, to get both brain hemispheres back into balance.
That's right.
Now, I've been exposed to many methods of meditation throughout my life, and that was the first time I had heard that. And when you said it, it was pretty clear, like, oh, duh, that's why we're supposed to be doing this. And I wanted to know, when I say specific techniques, do you use any specific meditation techniques specifically for balancing brain hemispheres?
I do small amounts of what you might call general transcendental meditation for 5
to 10 minutes, if that, daily, and that's it. I don't use it for extended periods of time because I feel that that will take you over into right brain imbalance. I've told many times on the show about a tale that a researcher and a spiritual teacher, Dick Sutphin, told about his friend who was excessively meditating, and it literally became impossible for him to focus and do his job, you know, and his relationships were suffering. He went to his doctor, and his doctor did a brain scan to try to figure out if it was anything actual physically wrong with the brain. And while there was no, you know, signs of tumor or cancer or anything like that, he said that the brain looked like he had been abusing drugs. And he asked him, like, what drugs are you taking? And he said, I'm not taking any drugs. And he said, well, your brain is showing that you're doing something similar to, like, I don't know, like, you know, taking, you know, excessive amounts of cannabis on a daily basis, or using, you know, opiates on a daily basis, or something like that, you know, really abusively. And he said, well, I do meditate about 8 hours a day, or, you know, or some ridiculous number, like, you know, like whenever he's not at work, he's meditating with all of his spare time. And it was just like, you know, well, that's it. You know, that's what was leading him into that kind of brain imbalance. So it is there. For if you are a predominantly left-brain individual, you want to use it to hold that state of centeredness. That's what it literally means, to take it, to take or to bring or to carry to the middle. That's what the word meditation actually means. So it's for people who are predominantly in that left-brain modality chronically to balance that and bring it to centeredness. And if it's used properly, and there's no proper specific form of meditation. I mean, there's walking meditations. You can meditate, you know, while riding a bus or a taxi cab, or it doesn't make a difference where you're at. You could meditate while walking. Okay. There are different forms of meditation. You can get on a exercise bike and meditate. You know, it's not all the same exact practice or technique. So, there's many different forms of it. I personally like just, simple, calm, you know, sitting in one place quietly and doing a form of transcendental meditation. But it's, there's many different styles of it, and you could choose one that is appropriate for yourself and what you feel most comfortable with, and then just practice it. That's all.
Do you have a recommended source of where to look up more information about it?
Off the top of my head, I mean, I would say look into Sutphin's work. I like all of his work in general. I think he puts a pretty balanced approach forward when it comes to that. But let me think about that. And if you want to email me on my contacts page, I'll try to find some source material. I probably have some books that I can put you onto too.
Okay, and can you spell that name for me real quick?
S-U-T-P-H-E-N, Sutphin.
Great.
Thanks so much for the call.
Yep,
all right, let's hear from let me read the trivia question again. The first question for a free ticket to the St. Louis seminar on May 31st is, name the titles of the first three degrees of Freemasonry. The titles of the first three degrees, so the Blue Lodge degrees, I want the titles of those degrees. Let's hear from Phil in Oregon. Phil, you're live on What on Earth is Happening. Welcome. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Phil looks like he dropped from the caller list. Let's go to Connor. Connor is calling from Japan. Connor, welcome to What on Earth is Happening.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Doing well. I'm assuming you're not going to try to answer the trivia question since you're in Japan.
No. I wish I knew the answer, and I wish I could go. But,
no worries. What do you have for us?
Okay. So I got a few things here. I'll eventually get to your topic. Your current topic, but I want to talk about the season of sacrifice just for a moment.
Sure. Which we are still in.
Yes. And there's a couple things that happened recently. There's one in Japan and one in South Korea.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, April 15th, I have a headline here. It says, government, this is the Japanese government completes cull of 112,000 chickens after bird flu outbreak.
Hmm.
So they, So I don't know if it's related, but they slaughtered 112,000 chickens on April 15th.
Mass animal put down there, yeah.
Yeah. And then
amazing.
There's April 16th in South Korea. Maybe you've heard about this one. South Korean ship sinks. Hundreds feared dead in ferry boat disaster. And these are over around 200 high school students that are feared dead.
Yeah, you know, I did hear about this one, and I thought about it for a while, whether that might be, an event of this nature or just a mechanical failure of some type. That's a tough one to call, but I did hear a little bit about that. I don't know too much about the surrounding circumstances, but it's something to ponder for sure.
Yeah.
I think tomorrow is a date we really should watch. They seem to love April 20th. You know, it's right in the middle of this season of time we talked about. It's Hitler's birthday. You know, it's the anniversary of many of these other events that they've done, these sacrifice rituals. So, and it's also Easter Sunday this year, which would kind of make it all the more special, you know, symbolic of the rising of the Christ energy. So, tomorrow is definitely a day people should be vigilant.
Okay, all right. And then also, I really like your bumper music. I think we're kind of kindred spirits on in that aspect. You play Dio and Ozzy and Floyd.
Yes.
I want to throw out a few recommendations to listeners. There's some obscure music people might not have heard, but from maybe artists that they've actually heard of, but they haven't heard these songs. For example, there's the band Montrose, when Sammy Hagar was the lead singer, and he has a song called Paper Money, and it's about the Federal Reserve System. And I guess that's from the 70s, I think.
Interesting.
It's called, the song is Paper Money. I think the album might be called Paper Money, too. But the song is called Paper Money by Montrose, the singer is Sammy Hagar. Let's see, also Foreigner. Foreigner has a good song called At War with the World. It's basically about libertarianism. And that's from, I think, the late 70s, possibly.
Nice, good band there. There's so many of this message. There's so much of this message incorporated into music, incorporated into art. It's how a lot of people choose to put it out there to others because they are in that receptive modality when they're listening to music, certainly. And, you know, of course, the opposite works as well. You know, a lot of dark occultists are interjecting, their message and their worldview into music as well. So it works both ways. But great suggestions. Do you have anything else?
Well, yeah, just a couple more. There's,
sure.
There's an obscure band called The Ashbury. I think it's Ashbury, The Ashbury.
Okay.
You can find them on YouTube. I think their whole album is actually on YouTube. The name of the album is Endless Skies, and they have some really good tunes. It's kind of like American bluesish rock, kind of really chunky, hard rock.
Cool.
And they have a couple tunes. There's one called Vengeance, and the other is Hard Fight.
Okay.
And it has a little bit of a spiritual bent on it. I guess you would say about as much as like Lord of the Rings might have kind of like a spiritual bent on it. Kind of like fighting evil type thing. It's not overtly Christian or anything like that, but it definitely it has a message behind it that is spiritual in nature.
Awesome. I'm definitely going to check these out, Connor. Thanks so much for your call. We're coming up to another break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. Stay with us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally. and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm your host, Mark Passio. We're going to continue taking some calls, and then I'll wrap up with the last couple of slides probably in the next hour. But I want to read the trivia question for the prize for the correct answer is a free ticket to the St. Louis, Missouri all-day seminar that I'll be conducting called Streetwise Spirituality on Saturday, May 31st of this year. You know, if we don't give all the tickets away tonight, we could probably pick this up next week and continue with the trivia questions. So let's go back to the phones. Let's hear from Raphael in Indiana. Raphael, you're live on What on Earth is Happening. Welcome. Raphael, are you there? There he is.
Sorry about that. I had to mute.
Not a problem. Are you going to attempt to answer the trivia question for the ticket for the St. Louis seminar?
No, unfortunately, I'm
okay.
Not, Mark.
Not a problem. What do you have for us tonight?
Always a pleasure to speak to you, Mark. Just wanted to mention, just kind of like what you touched upon earlier today, how you broke down the word intelligence, and in past podcasts, words such as soldier, soldier, government,
right.
Culture, just words that have different meanings. But, you know, in talking to people, they'll lock down because they'll tell you, well, that's just English. It only works in English. And they have that mentality that, it doesn't work. It's only works in the English language. But
right. There's many different puns that work out in many different languages also apply to different languages throughout the earth. French is another huge one that a green language works in. There's many different green language puns in the French language. But to my knowledge, English is the one that has the language that has the most of these occult synchronicities that are embedded and encoded within English.
And it's just amazing, just like as Jordan Maxwell expounds on the federal system and the banking system as far as like the banks and the bench, the birth certificate, and like when you go to the judge, you can't talk to the judge because he considers you dead, you're a corpse, and
right.
it's amazing, you know, but people shut down because they're either in the left brain or right brain, you know, modalities,
yep.
You always talked about it. You know,
that's what these occultists call people. They refer to people as the dead. That's their name for the general population that is unconscious. They actually, that's what all the dark occultists that I ever worked with when I was involved in the Church of Satan and other affiliate satanic organizations, they never just called them the masses or, you know, the herd. Their name for people was the dead. That's what they called the average human being, the dead. It wasn't the non-initiate or the uninitiated or the profane or the unwashed. No, they called them the dead when I was in the dark occult.
And it is just amazing. I mean, just through your podcast, you're so full of information that everything you give us, but so many people wouldn't even give through half of them because once you touch on one of theirs, as you talked about, their barriers of self-realization, they would stop because it's like, oh, he's touching my religion. He's touching my,
right.
What I belong to. And it's,
right.
You know, just everything you talk about is just, it's amazing because it just expounds on everything that you've talked about that stops people from moving forward.
Yeah, it's all this identification process. This is me and that's not me. And as soon as somebody, you know, touches one of those identities and says, hey, are you sure that's you? Is this something you're so certain about that it always must be that way? Or is this something that you've taken on as a piece of programming that you don't even really know where it came from? You don't know its origin. You don't know why you really think that way. That was taught to you. That's a learned thing that was taught to you. You know, and you just accepted it and made it part of your identity. And many people can't, you know, just see through that simple, you know, identification process. They can't see through it. And if anything tries to put a chink in that armor, they're right there saying, oh no, I can't have any of this. You know, and their programming kicks into high gear at that point. That's a great point.
And just, you know, like I've heard in a prior podcast, and it's kind of funny, but it's a sick joke. It's, you know, when the guy asks what's worse, ignorance or apathy, and he goes, I don't know, and I don't care. You know,
unfortunately, that's where a lot of the people in this world are at. And it's up to the people who are conscious and are responsible and are knowledgeable to really help to assist to change those people by putting the truth out there at all times and places. So really great points, Raphael, and I thank you for your call. Let's hear from Suami in Illinois. You are live on What on Earth is Happening. Welcome.
Namaste, Mark. Good to hear from you again.
Swami Shivananda Giri, welcome to the show. Great to hear from you.
Hey, that's the reason I tuned in tonight, to get this ticket. I'm only like a couple hours from St. Louis, so I'm going to
All right.
There.
Well, you go, you go for it. Tell us the titles of the first 3 degrees of Freemasonry.
First is the Entered Apprentice degree.
Correct.
Then the Fellowcraft.
Correct.
and the Master Mason degree.
You got it. Swami Sivananda Giri, ladies and gentlemen, speaker from the Free Your Mind 2 conference, is the first winner of a free ticket to the Streetwise Spirituality Seminar in St. Louis, Missouri. Congratulations, Swami. And what else do you have for us this evening?
Well, in regard to your caller who was asking about meditation, I happen to know a thing or two about that.
Sure.
And,
go right ahead.
If he would be interested in guidance from a world-recognized, certified master of meditation, I would be most happy to assist. You can check out my website at meditativeliving.info. My email address is on there. What we do is we teach you to focus your attention into the frontal lobe area, focusing on what's commonly referred to as the third eye, right between the eyebrows. And you hold your attention there as best you can, and you utilize a mantra, which the mantra, you know, the word mantra means to transcend mind. So we can do battle with the intermittent and sporadic thought patterns by utilizing a mantra. And this helps you to then focus and slow the mind down so it doesn't throw off these random haphazard thoughts as quick. And over time, with the proper amount of practice, I never heard of anybody, I mean, doing 8 hours, you're going to be so dreamy, you're not going to be able to function.
Exactly.
We start people out at about 15 minutes in the morning, and you just work at, well, the way it works is, if you were to take a jar of water and place a handful of dirt in there and then stir it up, you try to read the newspaper through it, it's not going to work, because the dirt is interfering with seeing through the water.
And that's what most people's minds are like all the time, almost. Yeah.
That's what those thought patterns do, because this is just the way we are. And if you sit and focus, these thoughts will settle down. Their speed will slow, and then you'll begin to recognize the gap between the thoughts. And as you begin to recognize this, you can then begin to peer through it. And eventually, you can move into transcendental states. While being fully functional, you're still aware of your surroundings. You know, this is not a thing where in the system I teach, which is purely yogic, this has been going on for millennia. And it's not about ignoring the physical world. It is about yoga, which means union, unifying the spiritual with the physical so that neither blocks the other out. So you have both at all times, 24/7.
And you're not taking on a left brain imbalance worldview of matter being superior to spirit, nor a right brain imbalance worldview of spirit being superior to matter. Instead, there is a holistic and balanced and integrated view of both of those dynamics.
Right. And when you're holding attention towards the third eye area, you're holding it into the frontal lobe. So you're holding it right in the center, and you are meditating.
Swami, hold on right there. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. Stay with us. With finance.